But if your heart turns away, and if you refuse to listen, and if you're drawn away to serve and worship other gods. Somebody said, we don't worship other gods. Give me a break. We worship everything except God. I mean, even in the church today, I think about a church here a while back, a few years ago, that I was a deacon in, and they were going to start a martial arts class for Tuesday night Bible study so they could draw in these people. I told them, I said, you know, this is not anything that's going to bring glory to God. I said, number one, I never saw Jesus fight or anything he loved. I didn't see anything with violence. I said, martial arts is of the devil. It's not of God. We had a vote, and there was very few voted against it. Almost everybody voted for it, and they did it. You know what that tells me about the church? We're just pretty dead. You know, when we vote to bring the devil into the church, we're pretty dead. You want to know why there's so much sickness and disease in the church? I have your answer. What did he say we had to do? Worship him, praise him, put him first. But if your heart turns away and you refuse to listen, and if you're drawn away to serve and worship other gods, what does it say? Then I warn you that you will certainly be destroyed. Wow. You will not live a long, good life in the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy. So what's it going to bring to us? Sickness and disease. A short life. Now somebody said, well, he's talking to Israel there. That's a long time ago. Does God ever change? He still want us to be holy today? There's no difference, is there? None whatsoever. None absolutely whatsoever. Now then, okay, go to 19 and 20. This command I am giving you today is... Okay, it's in verse 19. Today I have given you the choice between life and death. Does God give each one of us this choice every day? Every day. Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessing and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. Now, he's giving us a choice between life and death, blessings and curses. You think, surely nobody in their right mind would choose curses and death. So why do we choose that so often? It's a question, isn't it? It's absolutely because we don't know these things are here. Just like you said a while ago, a lack of knowledge. We don't know. He says, now then, oh, that you would choose life, that you and your descendants might live. Well, I want you to know that I've made a choice to choose life and prosperity. I don't want to choose cursings and death. I want to choose. Verse 20. Choose to love the Lord your God and to obey Him and commit yourself to Him. Now, let me tell you, you can't do that going to church one day a week. That's not sufficient. And that's where so many of us miss it. We think because we're a Sunday school teacher or a deacon in a church or whatever, and we go to church on Sunday, we've met our criteria. If we get up on Sunday morning and we go to church, especially if we teach a Sunday school class for 45 minutes, and then we go and listen to the pastor teach for another 45 minutes, and then if we come back on Sunday night, we've really had a day with God. So Monday morning, I don't have to worry about Him. I've done my thing with God. I mean, is that the way I used to see it? When I was a young man, I thought, hey, if I go to church on Sunday, I've done my duty this week. Now then I can just go out there and work hard. I don't have to read the Word. I don't have to pray. I don't have to talk to God about nothing. But nothing ever happened either. I mean, nothing good, not a whole lot. But I found that whenever I would spend time with Him and worship Him and put Him first and ask Him for things and ask Him for knowledge and wisdom and revelation and understanding and praise Him and thank Him on the way to work and get in my truck and When I got up the morning, I'm praising the King, worshiping Him. Saying, Lord, how grateful I am. Just like last night, boy, was I tired last night. I went in there and flopped down that bed. I mean, I just hit that bed and lay. I said, oh, Lord, I thank You for this beautiful bed that I'm laying here in. Woo, this thing sure does feel good. I said, Lord, I want to thank You and praise You that You're my Lord, my God. You're my Savior. You're my healer. You're my provider. You're my everything. I want to thank You, Lord. I said, I want to thank You. Give Your saints blessed sleep. Boy, in a little while, I was just zonked out, sleeping like a little jewel. You know, woke up a couple of times in the night, and when I did, I'm thanking and praising the Lord. This morning about 8 o'clock, I woke up. I said, Lord, I want to thank You for waking me up even before my alarm clock goes off. I don't know what time was it we went to bed, honey. 2 o'clock? Something like that. So from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock, I slept like a log. Then I got up this morning. I had several things I wanted to do, and I got up and went and got them all done. Got back, you know, got everything. And then we jumped in the car and come down here to teach a healing school today. And on the way down here, we praised Him and thanked Him and worshiped Him and asked Him to bless all of you folks, to heal every one of your diseases and to meet your needs, to anoint us with the Holy Ghost and power. Now, what if we don't ask God for these things? You ain't going to get it. That's right, brother. It don't happen until you ask. Oh, I know He's the kind of God, He's just going to walk up to me and give me $1 million, even though I don't even tell Him I need it or nothing, right? No, He ain't going to do that. I got to tell Him what I want, don't I? I say, Lord, that's just like that time I needed all them 135 new VCRs back when we used to use so many of them things. I needed 100 new ones. I said, Lord, my VCRs are wore out. I got 135 up there. We're running them day and night. I said, I'm making all these tapes, but I need 100 new ones. I said, Lord, that's going to cost about $10,000. I need $10,000. Now, Lord, I want to thank You for the $10,000 to buy them 100 VCRs. Is that easy for God? I thought, I'm a man of great faith. Back in those days, I used to get 3 or 4 letters a day. I said, okay, Lord, I ain't going to go to the mailbox for a week. I'm going to wait till the mailbox has got several things in it. Maybe I might come up on that $10,000. That really sounds like lots of faith, doesn't it? But that's where we live. So I waited all week long. Friday, I went and thought, okay, Lord, get mailbox going to be full today. I'm going to get that $10,000. Went in and I stuck the key and opened it, looked in there. One letter in the mailbox. That almost killed my faith. God wouldn't test me like that, would He? Yes, He will. I looked in and I said, okay, Lord. One letter all week long, so I just reached out and stuck it in my pocket. Didn't even open it. I went home, worked all day. Start that afternoon after I got through it, went in, and I started undressing. I thought, oh, there's that letter. I guess I ought to see what's in it. Stuck a knife in it, opened up, looked in there. One check, no letter. I reached in and pulled that check out. $10,000. One check. $10,000. Carried it around in my shirt pocket all day. Then I have zero faith. Yeah, God, He's putting me to the test, wasn't He? He's testing me. I jumped up and down screaming and praising God. I guess He said, well, you could have praised me more all the time. Didn't you believe I was going to give it to you? But you know, oh ye of little faith. So I was able to buy all 100 of those VCRs and pay cash for them and everything. But God's done that to me several times now. Now that I'm getting where I can believe Him for more and more all the time, I just think about that man that owned that that run the orphanage, George Mueller, in England. He said in his last days, he said, I've got to where I could pray in $1 million easier than I used to could pray in a dollar. Now see, George Mueller, in his last years, he had an orphanage. God told him to start an orphanage. He said, God, I won't never ask nobody for nothing but this for the orphan, but You. I ain't never going to plead for money. I'm only going to ask You. As long as You provide, I'll keep running this. So when George Mueller, in his later years, he had 2,500 children in these orphanages that God had built, paid for, and everything. And many a story, somebody would walk up to him and say, Brother Mueller, we got 2,500 children sitting down there at dinner, and we don't have a single thing for them to eat. He said, no problem. gets on his face, says, Lord, you heard what they said. We've got 2,500 children down there. They're your children. They need food. So you promised to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, Father, I want to thank you for bringing the food now for those 2,500 children. And he said within 30 minutes, never more than 30 minutes after he prayed, trucks would pull up out front and they'd start unloading more than sufficient stuff. In fact, one night, it says real early in the morning, a man that owned a huge food company in England called his general manager and said, take a truckload of food out to the Mueller orphanage. He said, no, on second thought, take two truckloads out there. No, he said, on third thought, take three. He said, God's been on me so heavy about giving all them kids so much food. He said, I can't get no sleep. Take three truckloads out there so I can at least get a few nights sleep. And that's the way God was. And when Mueller was coming to America to talk to somebody one day, he said he's on a ship and they get close out here somewhere in the Atlantic and it comes into a dense fog. He said, Captain, are we going to make it? He said, well, this fog's like this. No, we're going to be late. He said, I'm never late anywhere. He said, let's pray. The captain said, well, you can come to my office. Okay. Goes down to his office and he prays. Asked the Lord to clear it up and get the fog out of the way. And the captain said, now I'll pray. And he said, no, you'll just pray in unbelief. Besides that, it's already gone. I've prayed. The captain walked up, opened the door, and looked out, and there wasn't a sign of fog nowhere. He said, goodness gracious alive, how'd you get this done? He said, it's by serving the Lord Jesus Christ. The captain said, I want to know him. And he led the captain to Jesus right there. Now, what kind of dominion and power for the obedient children did God give on this earth? He's given us all power. When we ask Him for anything, if we're walking in obedience to His Word, was it any problem for Him to remove that fog? No. Was it any problem for Him to move that dense fog the other day where 15 minutes later I could land down there? No problem. That was just amazing that I prayed and I happened to look at the watch and I started a descent to fly and flew right in and made a landing on an airport that's clear. And when I got there, the computer still said it was marginal IFR.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.